traditional porcelain for crowning front teeth was not very strong, so you had to take away a lot of your tooth whenever we shaped it. We had to take a lot away to make the porcelain crowns thick enough to resist breaking. So a lot of people weren't really crazy about taking a tooth and grinding so much away when the tooth was overall pretty strong, and they just wanted to do things like cover up an antibiotic stain on a tooth or replace like a chipped corner on the tooth. So a lot of people just didn't see the point in grinding so much of their tooth away to do that. And if you went with the porcelain layered over gold, which was stronger, they didn't really match the other teeth around them because the gold always made them so opaque. So if you were using those porcelain fused to gold crowns, you would have to do all of them so that they would match each other. You had a hard time doing just one single tooth. So I think veneer filled in that gap where mm-hmm. you had something that was very aesthetic, didn't require taking a lot of the tooth away because you weren't going to cover the back of the tooth with the material. So you would have the person would still be biting into their natural tooth structure. So you just needed something that was strong enough that it could resist temperature changes and clenching teeth and things like that. So I think the veneers had a much wider application in the past than they would now because some of the aesthetic materials are really, really strong. So you can make crowns that are just as strong without having to take so much tooth away and very aesthetic too. I think the paradigm has shifted a little bit in the past. It was just easy to go in and do a lot of veneers on teeth. And in my mind, a lot of times it's about the same cost, but more permanent to just move the teeth orthodontically into the correct position and then whiten them and maybe do select bonding and get the same effect. I think that's why veneers, I think, had a much stronger application in the past when crowns either were really strong or looked good, but not really both. And so the veneer, you only had to shave away a very thin thickness of your teeth. And so there's some brands like Lumineers, you don't shave any away at all. You're just bonding veneers to the front of the tooth. Now, veneers can be made of the same filling material that we do white fillings out of, or they can be made out of porcelain. But really, all you're doing with a veneer is you're just doing the very face of the tooth. So not even a full millimeter, only about a 3/4 millimeter thickness on the face of the tooth. So I think you have to be more careful about what you bite into. And I just think that they come off more easily than crowns.